Harper Audio presents The Ashes of London by Andrew Taylor, read by Leighton Pugh.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note. On the 1st of September 1666, London was the third largest city in the European world, after Paris and Constantinople. Estimates vary, but its population probably amounted to around 300,000 to 400,000 people. The city had three great centres of political power, strung along the north bank of the Thames, just as they are today. The wealth of the merchant classes was concentrated in the walled medieval city between the Tower in the east and St. Paul's Cathedral in the west. A mile further upstream, beyond Charing Cross, was the sprawling Tudor and Stuart Palace of Whitehall. This was the King's principal London residence and the heart of the government's executive powers. Beyond that lay Westminster, where Parliament sat in a former royal palace. The river linked these centres of power and offered the easiest way to travel from one to the other. Around them, the suburbs expanded steadily. London Bridge, at this time the only bridge below Kingston, 10 miles upstream, linked the city to Southwark, itself as large as many 17th-century cities, on the south bank of the Thames. The river was also the main...